The sermon was full of arguments. It referred to lots of biblical passages. It seemed to go on forever. In retrospect, maybe it wasn't the most exciting sermon he ever preached, but that's not why I thought it was boring. The main reason was that I didn't have much of an appetite for doctrine. Over the previous couple years, my knowledge of Scripture had been growing, but most of what MacArthur said still flew over my head. Yet I was intrigued by MacArthur's deep knowledge of the Bible and the certainty of his conviction. I was also impressed by the people I met in his church. They seemed to know the Bible well and to live out their faith more consistently than I did. You could tell from how they talked, how they treated each other, and how they committed themselves to the church. I had come to the University of Southern California in downtown Los Angeles to study jazz saxophone. Yes, you can major in that in college, at least in California. During the first week of class, I got to know a drummer named John. He came over to my apartment to borrow Joe Henderson's CD, Page One, a great album, by the way. When he saw Wayne Grudem's Systematic Theology sitting on my shelf, a recent gift from a pastor who had discipled me before I left for college, we instantly hit it off. We were some of the only Christians in our degree program, so we naturally stuck together. Yet John was so much godlier than I that he ended up discipling me without even trying. He just had to be himself, and that exposed my sin and showed me what faithfulness looked like. He also kept inviting me to his church. So when I moved back to LA for my sophomore year, I was thinking seriously about plugging my life into Grace Community Church. But what happened on my first Sunday back made the decision to join a no-brainer. Shiny Bald Man with a Scalpel. On that Sunday in late August, C.J. Mahaney, then pastor of Covenant Life Church in Maryland, was filling the pulpit for Pastor John. In the morning service, he preached on James 4, 1 and 2. I was sitting near the back of Grace Church's 3,500-person worship center, but the sermon was so absorbing that I hardly noticed the football field distance separating me from the preacher or the thousands of other people in the room. My main visual memory of the sermon is CJ's shiny bald head flashing in the platform's stage lighting as he paced back and forth. But it's what I heard that really mattered. James 4, 1 and 2 says, "What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have, because you do not ask." CJ simply walked through the passage, liberally illustrating James's teaching with negative examples from his own life. His outline went something like this: relational conflict is more serious than you think. Relational conflict is simpler than you think. Relational conflict is worse than you think. And solving relational conflict is easier than you think. The point of the message was that cravings cause conflicts. Conflicts happen when our sinful desires lead us to use other people to get what we want, rather than serve them in love. The solution is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Instead of blaming circumstances and other people, we need to repent, confess our sins to God, ask others for forgiveness, and remind ourselves of who Jesus is and what he's done for us in his death and resurrection. This bland summary doesn't do justice to the sermon, but that was the basic idea, and I had never heard anything like it. It sliced cleanly to the heart of real issues in my life. It was like a scalpel that cut through all my defenses and started doing open-heart surgery. Blowing the doors open and flipping on the lights. At the time I heard that sermon, I had been a Christian for several years, but my growth in Christ had been slow and patchy. I had been in a romantic relationship that was not an asset to my discipleship. The summer leading up to that school year, however, my girlfriend broke up with me because she was sick of me acting like a selfish jerk. Hers was a fair evaluation, though I didn't want to admit it at the time. But then, right in the middle of that sermon, I had to admit it. I couldn't shrug it off anymore. All of a sudden, I could see 100 little conflicts in that relationship and many others in a new light. It was as if dozens of past sins in my life had been locked up in a hallway of dark rooms, and now someone was running through the hallway, blowing all